Shop Woodhouse Mazda first and experience the Woodhouse difference. At Woodhouse Mazda, we make car buying simple. From the Mazda CX-9 to the Mazda 3, we are sure to have something that fits your needs. Visit one of our two convenient locations in Omaha to shop our showroom or take a test drive.
So they have started in Madison. Barry Alvarez and Paul Christ are talking to the media after Wisconsin paused all football activities this morning. Nebraska, Wisconsin is off. Madison, located in a state where they have 5,000 new cases in their last reporting. Barry Alvarez has said that Wisconsin is currently in the orange-red by Big Ten testing protocols. We're trying to follow this. He is now going through a timeline of the last couple of days in which the initial announcement of the six that tested positive, when it happened. Quote, from this is from Alvarez, we just felt like the number of positives in the short of a timeline meant Wisconsin had to get its arms around the situation. So I think Barry Alvarez is very fearful that there is going to be an outbreak of more than the 12 at Wisconsin. In the first month, Alvarez said that Wisconsin had one positive test. Since Friday's game, they've had 12 confirmed so far that they haven't gotten their arms around. So that's why they pushed pause. Again, we're following this in real time. Thanks to all of our friends that are listening and tweeting so that we can follow this. John says, the question about, what do you think the response is in Chicago when you get the call of, hey, we might have an issue here in Madison. Here's 12, including our head coach, our two quarterbacks. We think there could be more. We're not going to be able to practice today, and we're going to be shutting her down for a week. John says, Big Ten response, we told you so. So Alvarez just asked about Wisconsin's game against Purdue on November 7th. He said that decision will come later. Needs to see how the testing goes. Right now their focus is on isolation and quarantining. Somebody asked him, do you think he still would have won in Lincoln?
I like that question. That's a good
one. So there is part that through all this trying to study what red-orange means or red-red or code red or I'm feeling blue, that the Big Ten does not have, like some of the other Power Five conferences, they don't have a position threshold. The number 53 is used from the ACC to the Big 12 to the SEC, that you have to have 53 scholarship players available. For example, Florida is still not out of the woods with their numbers. And I think Dan Mullen yesterday announced they have six more cases. But he is saying they have enough players, at least 53 scholarship players, to be able to play against Missouri this weekend. But the SEC has position-by-position thresholds. Like, you have to have at least one scholarship quarterback. You have to have at least one scholarship center. You have to have, I think it's five scholarship offensive linemen. More from Alvarez. Quote, he said he is confident in the antigen testing policy. The decision fell into the category where the chancellor and I had to that I had the prerogative to make the decision. So this decision was made by Barry Alvarez. It was not, we hit the Big Ten bell, went off. Barry Alvarez essentially saying he's not sure what's going on. They got to get their arms around it. I made the decision that we will not play against Nebraska. That's essentially what he has just said. That he thinks that there's going to be more cases or more positive results in their next round of testing that will go on. Okay, we will continue to monitor this. From just following on Twitter, good job by Barry Alvarez. You might disagree that he took it upon his own to say, we're not going to Lincoln. We don't know what's going on here. At least he's being very transparent. He is laying out the timeline of what happened, why he made the decision, and that it was his decision that the chancellor said it is up to you. Okay, more is coming out, but we'll get to Doug first. Doug, thanks for the call. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hey, Doug.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just have a quick question here, driving around listening to you guys. And, you know, this, of course, the safety and everything of the boys is the most important. But what do you think the financial considerations are for Wisconsin and Nebraska by not playing this game on Fox on Saturday? It's got to be in the millions, I would think. I think they got to play to get paid.
I think that Fox is going to pay the Big Ten a percentage of money. I don't think they'll start taking away if a game is canceled. I think they will determine that number when the season is over on the percentage of games that were played. And they won't look at it as one game. They'll look at it as a whole season. And I'm just going off. That's what the other conferences and their television partners, that's kind of the deal they have right now.
Okay. So everybody, depends on how many games aren't played, and then they'll divide it up amongst all the teams. So,
yes.
So, okay.
Yep. Doug, thanks for the phone call. I mean, you're FS1, you're disappointed. Let's go back to the color scale. So Alvarez said that the Badgers are in orange-red. When you are in orange-red, this is what we were told back in September by the Big Ten. Teams must proceed with caution and enhance COVID-19 prevention, which means alter practice, meeting schedule, and then, this is where Alvarez took over, consider the viability of continuing with scheduled competition. And Barry Alvarez essentially has said, I don't feel comfortable with where we're at and where we're going. They are announcing also some changes. They're just talking about the individual players at Wisconsin. They're going to put them in hotel rooms during the quarantine. Kind of like you're hearing the stories of students that test positive, what schools are doing for them. More from Alvarez, quote, we felt it was necessary to control it now. He had a conversation with Bill Moose early this morning. This is Alvarez. Bill was very understanding, disappointed because we were supposed to have dinner together Friday night. Okay. Probably could do without that part. But the big takeaway early on this is that the decision was not made by the Big Ten. That's something we didn't know until this press conference started. This decision was made by Barry Alvarez and the Chancellor, Rebecca Blank, at Wisconsin. But I'm getting the sense that Alvarez, she said, this is ultimately your decision. DA4038317 on Twitter said, that is absolute BS that Alvarez gets to make that decision prematurely and not forfeit. Unreal. Wisconsin made the decision before 7 a.m. this morning.
That's early.
So there's something that happened post-noon yesterday that Alvarez got very, very uncomfortable with as they maybe started to put two and two together trying to figure out, okay, why are our two quarterbacks positive? Now our coach is positive. What's going on? Are there more people that we're around the head coach and the two quarterbacks that we got to figure out. I'm not comfortable. He made the decision. And I'm just summing this up. It was not the Big Ten saying, okay, ding, 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 you hit the bell. Alvarez wasn't comfortable. For the message boards to quiet down, they're probably going to need some more numbers to come out or people will lose their mind because DA4038317 on Twitter is not the only person that is livid. Okay.
That's too good.
Do you, George, immediately block people that have like their phone number as their Twitter handle?
Yeah.
Or do you remind them that, hey, maybe for, I don't know, security reasons, you don't want to put that out there?
Yeah, probably shouldn't have your social security number and your Twitter handle.
All right. Alvarez is continuing to talk. Paul Chris will talk afterwards, but Paul Chris did test positive. So that's where we're at. This changes the game a little bit moving forward with the scale that the Big Ten has put in place. That part about giving you the option to shut it down, how many more athletic directors, chancellors, will go the route of being safe with the unknown that is out there? Because Wisconsin has opened up that door. They went on the side of being safe. All right. Break back with more. Okay. Sorry, we got
time.
Yeah. This is Mike says, I know there's been a lot of football talk today. Congratulations to the Dodgers. When will you guys get to Kyle Larson being reinstated to NASCAR and signing a multi-year deal with Hendrick Motorsports?
Whoop, there it is. Adam Schefter did just report that there will be fans for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah. Limited fans.
That would go against what the governor of Florida would like to have. He'd like to have 65,000 people. At least that's a start that there will be some people in the stands at the Super Bowl.
Yep, NFL is currently planning on 20% seating for the Super Bowl. And if there's an added 18th week to the season, they're going to keep the Super Bowl on February 7th. They'll just take out that extra week.
John wants to know, I blocked John for like 5 minutes. How soon before Moose goes whining to the media about things being unfair to Nebraska again? It just isn't fair that Wisconsin decided not to play. Another email. If this was just a bunch of bench warmers, I think without a doubt that Wisconsin would not have canceled the game. The choice to cancel absolutely was determined not by the number of positive tests, but rather the specific players that tested positive, which would not be available to play. To the message boards we go. And how come Barry Alvarez has stopped talking? I mean, if the Big Ten would have stuck with their winter plan, yeah, you wouldn't have to worry about this yet. The most significant thing is the part in there about the scale and the nugget from the Big Ten is that you determine the viability moving forward. So it's not the Big Ten coming in. They are, I mean, the Big Ten is passing things off to the schools. And in this case, Barry Alvarez just doesn't feel comfortable with what's going on. Steve Sipple has tweeted, not a shock here. Come on, Sip. The key question is, well, this I'm going to read Sip's Twitter. I'm going to read Sip's tweet. My sense is Nebraska officials won't push back much on the rationale to cancel the Wisconsin game. We'll see on that. Could be wrong. The key question, is there a possibility of Nebraska playing a non-con foe this weekend? Would the Big Ten allow it? It should be allowed. The only way that would be remotely possible would be one team that was preparing to play this week that had an opponent have to postpone or cancel because of COVID. Mm-hmm. You're not going to find a team that was off this week because they probably have not practiced like they would in a normal game week. And I got to think that the Big Ten would be, I mean, we know how easy the Big Ten is to work with. Mm-hmm. Bert Macklin, great name. Says, who cares if coach or staffers test positive? They aren't playing in the game, are they?
It kind of matter. Kind of matter just a little bit.
Well, George, Purdue beat Iowa this weekend with Jeff Brohm's brother coaching. But yes, I know what you're saying. Okay. We'll hand the ball off to Unsportsmanlike Conduct. Entertaining 4 hours, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
We started talking about your power rankings if you were going to loot a store, what you would loot, to Chinese food left in a refrigerator, to the Nebraska-Wisconsin game being canceled, to Barry Alvarez, essentially, along with the Chancellor of Wisconsin, saying, we don't feel comfortable with where we're at. We are not going to move forward with football activities. So we've pressed pause. And Nebraska is on to Northwestern. We're on to the crossover with Unsportsmanlike Conduct. Also, thanks to everybody that chimed into the mailbag. That was fun. That was fun. I'm now reassessing my decision not to bring out the Dirk Diggler costume for Halloween 2020. For George, I'm Gary. If you missed any of the segments, Scott Shanley was perfect as always. In the discussion about the NFL. That's up on the radio replay page at 1620thezone.com. Parker Gabriel, who is currently on this call with the Wisconsin folks, he will join us tomorrow when we'll be back with Local Music Thursday, which, George, while you were away, I found out there is a heck of a name of a band here in Omaha that may be making an appearance on Local Music Thursday called Cat Piss. Allegedly, they're really, really popular.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Paul Christ, one final thing. Y'all hate Paul Christ. He has risen up the rankings of punchable people in the Big Ten West. That was an email from yesterday that I didn't get to. He says, quote, physically, I feel good. I'm certainly disappointed for what's happened. We wanted the opportunity. Our players wanted the opportunity to play. Go to the message boards. Kristen Alvarez disagree on this game being played or not being played. Here's one quick thing. Said he needs to improve with how he wears his mask. You know, if you saw the game on Friday, he was one of those people that the nose gets in the way. He was at practice yesterday. Wearing a mask and a face shield. We'll talk to the boys on USC. I'm sure they'll have some entertaining thoughts on a wild 3 hours. No Nebraska, no Wisconsin on Saturday. For George, I'm Gary. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 on The Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.